Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David Sampson also is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour today. He's a former team president of the Miami Marlins, and we've had him on the show a couple times. And he had some takes on Jack Caglione getting called up, and it had to do with the financial side of things, the service time side of things. Listen to what he had to say on his show over on CBS Sports.
What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after June 17th, and therefore we got an extra year at the minimum. I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue, that's a bunch of horse hockey. You take the extra 2 weeks because it gives you an extra year, and it compounds itself in arbitration. This is a $10 million decision they made. He better be Vladimir Guerrero Sr., and he better start now. But to me, the GM said, oh, we're not going to make a move, you know, until the team is hot. Whatever. I don't know what they were doing here, Matt. I would not have done that. Now, of course, he could get a full year of service time if he finishes top two rookie of the year, in which case it wouldn't matter. But he's got to finish top two in rookie of the year. But I guess as Vladimir Sr., he may. But for me, this is irresponsible.
So there you go. That's David Sampson saying it was irresponsible for the Royals to call him up. Now, we had talked about the Super 2 qualification. We had talked about service time.
Yeah, a couple more weeks and you get past some of those things.
And admittedly, it was a reason why I didn't think he was going to get called up this week, and I thought it would be next week. I mean, so I'm not acting like it's this new concept. What I want to find out from J.J. Piccolo is, my understanding is the Super 2 cutoff can vary year to year. And so, what numbers, what data do they have?
Maybe they think it's already passed.
Correct.
We don't know. We can ask J.J. Piccolo here in about 10 minutes.
Also, I will say the $10 million difference or decision, if you think Cags is going to be that dude, and he is, and we're talking 3 years from now, 2 years from now, and you have to do a contract extension, you're not worried about it costing you $10 million. It's whether or not you're willing to pony up $150 million.
Or more.
Additional. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, That's the difference. Now, if you want to, the service time, the one less year thing, I'll listen to that argument. But that also goes back. What's the cutoff for that? And if you
that cutoff's already existed. I mean, you got to kind of like get through all of this year. I'm going to sit him on the bench for the next 4 months.
I agree. And
in a playoff hunt.
If he finishes top two in rookie of the year anyway, then none of this conversation matters because he automatically qualifies.
Yes. Yes, and in that case, you're just getting back the return. If I lose the $10 million, I get international pool money. Or if he finishes top three in the MVP, I get a draft pick compensation. I'll get my money's worth just as long as he's a player. But also, like, it's $10 million. It's such a small amount. It's like one Chris Stratton. And now we're like, oh, no, let's watch. I'm not penny pinching for John Sherman.
You're not.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're not. And also, this was a move to show that you're winning now. Mm-hmm. It's a win now type of move. I don't know any, like, normally a fan base would complain that you're holding somebody down because you're worried about the money and all that, and you're not trying to win now. They're trying to win now. As a fan, I don't know why you would be concerned about this necessarily. You know what I mean?
It's his money. And I don't care how he spends it.
Look, David Sampson was a Marlins team president, so he's thinking clearly on that side of it.
But, and like, a small market guy.
And a very small market guy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.